ZFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up on my radio.
6:04 for a Monday morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, crew.
Morning,
Em. Hello, how are you?
Good, well, thank you.
Hey, a lot of talk about this Cyclone Debbie in Queensland at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably going to be hectic.
Pretty scary if you were up there at the moment.
What are they saying? Category 4, Em?
Category 4 when it's expected to make landfall possibly later this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
So they're saying predicting worse than Cyclone Yahtzee?
Not as bad.
Okay.
That was a bad one.
What was Yahtzee?
Category 5 in 2011, yeah.
My friends actually lived up in Townsville when Yahtzee hit, and she reckons it was terrifying. So,
did she say she was locked into her house, food
supplies,
the whole deal?
Yeah, she didn't have power. Oh, I can't, going back a long time, it was over a week
wow.
and a half, yeah.
That'd be scary times heading into that right now. I've seen pictures of people putting mattresses into their shower.
Yeah, over the bathtub.
Have you ever been caught in a cyclone or anything like that?
No.
I experienced flooding when I was in Esperance in WA. We got really bad floods to the point where we were trapped in our houses and stuff. And then kids, you know, the parks, when they fill full of water, kids got their bodyboards out. And
you can get Hep B from that.
How?
Because the water's stagnant and it sits there, so...
Oh, ugh.
Yeah, depending on where it is, so you need to look out for that. But I actually used to live in Florida, and in Florida it's prone to hurricanes, so which is similar. And there were some bad ones, scariest, like just terrifying, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's so unpredictable.
When it's ripping trees down and parts of your house off...
Cars were being flipped.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember we were sitting in our apartment just with all the windows boarded up, and you have to put the tape over the windows and everything. And we could see cars being moved, like cars on the street were just being moved down the street.
Did anyone loot? Did anyone go about stealing stuff?
I can't remember. I'd say so, probably.
That's low, isn't it?
Oh,
that is
time.
So low when a natural disaster happens like that and people are just, you know, they've lost, you know, possibly everything. Then people come in and just...
Take stuff.
Yeah. Shocking.
Well, lowest of the low.
We'll keep you up to date with that as it unfolds this morning, because they are battening down the hatches as we speak. Cyclone Debbie in Queensland.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Putting it out there about this Lake Marmora power station that came tumbling down.
Big demolition out there, wasn't there?
After 52 years, and the footage I saw on the news, they just both fell at the exact same time, came plummeting to the earth.
Do you think whoever was doing the demo, as they've pulled the trigger or whatever they do, I'm picturing like a big kind of...
Like we fire at the Mariners game.
Like a dynamite thing.
Yeah, that you push down.
Do you think as they did it and as the towers were coming down, they yelled out, Timber!
You'd have to, wouldn't you? That's just a part of it.
That's picture those people doing, goes, all right, guys, are we ready? 3, 2, 1, Timber!
Wouldn't that feel good to do that job? Like, just to push that button and...
Then Flo Rida's song, I'm Yelling Timber, plays.
Okay, I could have grabbed that for you when you were going down that road. This is as they came down, people there to watch it, and a couple of people that have worked there over the years of their memories of the power station.
Yes, when they fell, I fell. I could feel it.
I worked there for 27 years in the industry at Manmoora for a lot of those years. Yeah, it's quite emotional to see it come down.
I guess if you've worked there 27 years, I get it. If if we worked here for 27 years, then you blew up this place, I'd be feeling emotional.
Oh, this place is a bit of a...
Okay, well,
needs a bit of a reno, the carpet. Would be the first to go.
Does anyone care about this power station? To me, it just sounds like a big, ugly eyesore, isn't it?
I don't think it's an eyesore.
13, 12, 16. Luke's in Mannering Park. Morning, Luke.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was quite devastated, heartbroken about it.
Okay, you're heartbroken.
Yeah, mate. Back in 1996, I went there on a school excursion.
Okay, I could see.
I heard it was a great place to work, Luke.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind working at a power plant myself. After my school excursion, I really wanted to get a job at a power plant, but it just never happened.
Homer Simpson style, is it anything like we see at The Simpsons?
No, nuclear power plant is a bit different.
Okay, I get you. Yeah. Okay, so school excursions were a thing that happened there. So I guess if you went to school on the coast and you did one there, you might be a bit sad. Would you?
I'm just picturing going on a school excursion there. I mean, I went to more boring things than that, I guess. I went
to
a box factory once.
Oh,
That was a good time.
Aaron's at the entrance, 13, 12, 16. Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Power station, mate, talk to me. Are you devastated?
I don't care one bit. I did not even know it was there.
Do you pass the area at all on your way to work or just day to day?
Not at all.
No,
but I've been on the coast for 19 years and did not know it was there at all.
See, 19 years, didn't even know it was existed. You know, I mean, what sort of a landmark is that? Is that what we're hanging our hat on around here, is it?
I say we demo the lighthouse. That would be something to see. Rach, wouldn't that be a good time? Producer Rach. Just lighthouse, boom!
Just gone.
At Nora Head, gone.
Please stop talking.
Light it up. Matt is in Lake Menora. Morning, Matt.
Morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. My nan actually owns the house and directly across from it, and we got a big family, and we love sitting out the back on the veranda watching the sun go down behind the two. I think it makes the place, mate. I love it.
Okay. So you are devastated to see it go based purely on the fact you get to...
It was a favourite.
Is it like losing a loved one, Matt?
It was. She's actually passed away now, so to lose that, it was a favourite thing to sit out the back and watch it.
When's the funeral?
I'm against you there, mate. I love it.
Okay, no, that's cool. I'm up for that.
It would be a cool kind of scenery out the back of the house. I would like that.
Have you seen the pictures of it when it was up?
In its prime?
In its prime.
When it was young?
When it was doing its thing,
a little tacker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And what'd you think?
I think it's sexy.
Oh, sexy power plant.
I know power plant.
Beck, 13, 12, 16, wrap this thing up for us. The power plant, do you miss it?
I do miss it, actually, because I used to travel quite a lot to Queensland and to Sydney. And no matter which direction you come home from, you can actually see the stacks. And so when my kids were little, if we travelled for 9 hours or so, as soon as they saw the stacks, they knew that we were home. So
okay.
I do kind of miss it, and I did go and watch it, and it was a bit emotional.
You went and watched the demolition. Now, that's something I would have gone to had I known it was on. What did you take, a picnic blanket, made a big deal out of it? What did you do for it?
No, just me and my partner went along, and we did take a picnic blanket and, watched it come down.
Okay. So it draws a crowd, this sort of stuff, when you blow stuff up.
Yeah, people love to see stuff blown up.
Yeah.
That's why I say let's blow up the lighthouse.
I don't know.
Do they use it anymore? It's haunted. I say let's blow it up. Producer Rage is giving me, snarly looks right now.
I don't know who our version of the FBI is on the coast, but I think just the words blow up the lighthouse is enough for them to be interested.
Obviously with no one in there.
Yes.
Build a
controlled.
Build a nice Guzmany Gomez on there. How good would that be, Rach?
But I think I think the lighthouse is a prettier sight than the two power station towers.
That's why I'm joking about it. Totally.
No,
different.
I took you seriously for
Are
a second.
Are you kidding?
I took you serious.
I'll take notes, sarcasm.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
So I caught up with my mate Alex over the weekend. Well, kind of caught up. We did our Saturday show, didn't we, on Saturday?
Yes.
Which we finish at 9. And then I get a text from my fiancée, Jamie, saying, hey, do you want to come meet us for breakfast? We're going to breakfast. Okay?
So where's he from?
He's from the coast.
He's from the coast.
Yeah, he joins me on the show right... He's on the line with us right now. Alex.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How are we going?
We're well. So I'm just going to paint the picture of what went down here because I need Bree to be the third-party, non-biased judge on this. And so I get the text to say, come to breakfast. How many people went to breakfast? There was Jen, Jamie, yourself and Taz.
Yeah, okay. Correct.
So the four of them are going to breakfast. I said, look, guys, I'm going to be late because I've just done the show. You guys are just there. And they go, no. Jamie goes, no, you'll be fine. Get here. Okay. Jamie says, I'll order something for you. I said, no worries. I'll come meet you guys. I get to breakfast, Bree. Just as I rock up to breakfast, Alex and Taz are leaving. And I said, oh, you guys are out of here. And they go, yeah, we've got somewhere to be, blah, blah, blah. So you guys, you had something on, Alex. You had to duck off.
Yep, the little festival at Kibble Park at Gosford. So, we had to race off. My wife was going to the gym.
Okay, so she had a gym appointment that she had to get to. Okay, so they've left, and I've sat down with Jamie and Jen, just the three of us, had some breakfast. Gets to the end, I go inside, and I go, I'm just going to get, I said to the guy that's working at Margarita Days, it was, in your minor. I said, oh, I'll get the rest of the table here. I'll pay for myself, Jamie, and Jen. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, just us three. He goes, no. No one's paid yet. No one's paid.
Oh, Alex.
And I said, what do you mean no one's paid? Alex and Taz left like an hour ago. He goes, yeah, they did a runner. They did a runner, Bree.
Okay, I've got a few questions.
Hang on. All of a sudden, I'm the late one, so I come at the very end, and I paid $60 for breakfast for everyone.
That's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Pretty cheap.
But when you're the latecomer, Alex, come on, mate.
Well, maybe you were being punished for being late.
Your minor rules, Gordy. Your minor rules. You've got to understand the rules. You turn up late, you pay the bill.
Oh,
I like that rule, Alex.
Well, I wouldn't have come.
If you hadn't known that rule.
That's part of the rules, mate. You don't tell people what's going on.
Okay.
Rock up.
All right.
I've got a question for you.
For Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Alex, was it a premeditated thing? Did you, and who was the other guy?
Taz. No, it's his wife.
Okay.
No,
did you and your wife discuss it, talk about it, then leave?
They're Bonnie and Clyde, these two.
No, I wish. But no, just.
It was an accident.
It was a complete accident, but yep, no, I thought to myself, I should have tapped him in and out and said, mate, you're up.
I'm not buying it. I don't believe it's an accident, and I don't appreciate lying, Alex.
This is where I need the third. This is where I need the third party, and this is why I've got Bree in on this, because Bree would be a fair judge. But I did ask Alex afterwards. I was like, "Mate, did you guys forget to pay?" And Alex, you did say that you'd forgot to pay, and then wanted me to send bank details for $20. I'm not going to do that, am I?
Oh, come on!
Anytime someone accidentally doesn't pay, and then they say, "Oh, here's my bank details," or "what's your bank details?"
No.
They never expect you to give your bank details over because you look like a sting.
Yeah, I'm not going to send you my bank details, man.
He's going to hold this over my head now. So every time I remember that time that I got you breakfast.
That's true.
Oh, you're the biggest cheapskate in your minor, Alex.
That's all part of the rules.
If you had said it was a premeditated thing, I would have said,
respect.
Nice work, respect, I'll give it to you. But now that you've lied about it and you said it was an accident.
Who forgets to pay?
Rule number two is never own up to it.
He's got the rules down pat.
That's a good point.
I need a ruling, though. We need a ruling here, Alex, and I need
what
to know from Bree. I need to know from Bree here. She's going to be the final judge in what goes down.
Okay.
Does Alex owe me the $20 or do I let the $20 slide?
This is the cheapest breakfast ever. That's $20 for two people.
He only had Raisin Toast, a couple of coffees.
I think because you were late.
Okay.
Yep.
And Gordy needs to learn a lesson about being late to things.
No, I wouldn't have gone.
Thanks, Bree. I love that you're on my side.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I do believe.
This is ridiculous.
You probably need to take Gordy out for a breakfast, Alex. Oh. That's what I'm ruling.
I guess I can do that.
You're getting out of this cheap. Just take Gordy by himself and don't invite anyone else.
That's it.
And he'll probably do another runner. No, Alex.
Rule number three.
Yes.
Rule number three is take
go
the
to the bathroom and never come back.
Even on a makeup breakfast, run again.
Get up with Bree and Gordy.
CFM.
Hello, Bree and Gordy's Sticky Hotline.
All right, here we go.
All right, Sticky Hotline time. It's my turn this week.
Yeah, your turn to make the call. You are on fire with this game. We've played this. You've played five times. I've played five. You're four from five, Sickies. I'm one from five,
pretty
Sickies.
Good.
Yeah, you've only missed out once.
I'm a great liar.
On getting a day off.
And BS artist.
It's all done within this call. There's no turning back. We punch in the number. You do all you can to get it over the line. You need them to say you can have the day off, but you don't actually work at this workplace. That's the hard part.
Never have.
Sometimes you can latch on to people that actually work there, though, and you can trick them into thinking you're that person.
You get to pick the place.
Know anything about Nambucca Heads?
Not much.
No, never been there?
No.
Nambucca Heads? We're about to call the Nambucca Heads RSL.
Oh, lovely establishment. Love it there.
Just to
people
see if
at
you can
RSLs
get the day off.
Are friendly.
They are friendly.
All right,
they're
I'm
an
ready.
Easy target.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Feeling confident this morning.
Good luck.
Good morning, Nambucca Heads RSL. How can I help you?
Hi there. What's happening?
How are you? Oh, cruising along yourself?
Oh, about the same. Guess who?
I'm trying to think. I recognise the voice, but I can't put two and two together.
Sarah,
all right, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
That's good. Hey, I just need to talk to someone about the rosters.
About rosters?
Yeah.
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
It'd be in the bar, roster for the bar.
I'll put you through to the supervisor, Susan, there.
Perfect, Susan, that'd be great.
No worries, happy days.
Thanks,
good
mate.
On you.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Suze.
Hey.
How are ya?
Good, how are you going?
That's good. What's been happening?
Not much.
Oh, true. Same old?
Yeah, same old.
Hey, Suze, I just need to get out of my shift next week.
And which is that one, doll?
In the bar. I think it was in the bar.
Okay, what day?
Let me look through here. Do you have the roster there?
Yeah, I'm standing right in front of it.
Yeah, can you tell me what days I'm on?
Can you tell me who you are?
Oh, guess, Suze, come on.
Suze, oh, I don't know, I've got a cold.
So do
give
I.
Give me a hint.
I got brown hair.
Brown hair.
Kind of tall.
Kind of tall.
I'm an absolute babe.
Of course you are. Oh, my God, I'm dead.
I don't work all that much. I'm a casual.
Okay. You sound like Tamara.
You nailed it, Suze.
There you go,
I
darling.
Knew you knew who it was.
I don't know whether I've spoken to you much on the phone.
No, we haven't.
Nice voice.
Yeah, we haven't at all.
Well, maybe we should start.
We should. We should do it once a week.
Yeah, and you are right. You are a babe.
Oh, thanks, Suze. Appreciate
all
that.
Right. All right, darling, so next Tuesday,
yes,
on the 28th, you are 4 till 9 in the main bar.
Yes, I can't, unfortunately, work that shift.
That's all right, doll. And you've got a cafe on the Sunday.
Okay, perfect. I can do the Sunday. Sunday's fine. But, yeah, the Tuesday, I actually have to go to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
Which is unusual because I'm not even Jewish.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be good. Shalom.
Okay, cool. No, that's all right, darling. It's plenty of notice. I can cover that.
Amazing. Suze, I always say you're the best, and I stand by that statement.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, yeah, Suze. All right, well, I'll chat to you soon then.
All right, where are you this week? You will be... I'll see you... No, I won't see you Saturday. My nephew's getting married.
Oh, true.
Out at Valla.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Nice.
But I shall see you Sunday.
Excellent. Look forward to it. Thanks, Suze. You're the
all
best.
Right, darling.
Thanks, mate.
You have a lovely day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
are you wording these people up?
I'm honestly not.
Come on.
Don't hate me because I'm better at the game than you.
You started off as Sarah, you ended the call as Tamara, and you got a compliment for being a massive babe.
Oh, Susan has been one of my favourite people. I wish I actually worked there just so I could work for Susan.
Take the stupid points for
yes,
the game.
Yes, I will take it.
Another point, Sicky Hotline coming your way.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Just want to read this headline for you. Scientists are a step closer to unlocking the mystery of how to reverse the aging process.
Oh, I've been waiting for this day. I knew this day was coming.
There's a new drug that they've discovered, and it's right here in our country at the University of New South Wales.
I honestly knew there'd come a day, Bree, when they would come up with something that would reverse the aging process.
It's literally the fountain of youth.
Do
That's
we
what
want
this
that?
Thing is.
Does the world want that, though? More population, more people. You need to die.
Well, let me give you some info on the actual drug. So they've discovered this drug that's a natural compound found in fruit and vegetables, including avocado and broccoli. So your mum and dad were right.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli is very good for you. And it helps to repair the DNA that's been damaged by the aging and radiation exposure we get in life.
Fascinating.
Isn't that amazing?
Fascinating.
So they've only done testing on mice at this stage, but they found that mice that were older, so they teamed up these two pairs of mice that were both the same age, and they've tested these drugs on it, and you can see it in their DNA that it's repaired itself, just like Wolverine does.
So are they living double the age? Is that what we're talking?
No, well, I'm not sure. I'm not too sure about that, but it makes you... We're talking this is going to make you look younger.
Oh, so you're still... You still die at like 100. You don't live to be 150. You just look good when you die.
No,
you pass away.
It does help you with it's really good for cancer patients, they're saying, that have gone through chemo and radiation therapy because
that's great.
People who have gone through that tend to get problems later on in life, and they're saying this drug is going to be amazing to help repair that DNA in their system.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that incredible?
That's great news. Can I ask, does it reverse the aging process or does it just sort of keep you where you're at? Do you know what I mean? So
I think it actually repairs it. Yeah, so it actually reverses it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can look 10 years younger than you do now.
Well, now you're going a bit too far. I'm not sure about 10 years. But
like Benjamin Button style.
Kind of. It is kind of. That's the drug.
Okay. I'm just hoping they invent it soon because, you know, I've hit 30.
They've Well, it's here.
It's odd.
They're looking at testing it on humans later this year.
Would you test it?
I'm putting my hand up.
Really?
Get me in there.
So they say to you,
I will drink bottles of the stuff.
They say to you, look, we've got this brand new drug.
Yeah.
We've only tested it on mice, but good luck.
I mean,
okay.
Fountain of Youth, sign me up. It's called MNN. That's what they're calling it.
Sounds like a rapper I know.
NMN. Yeah, they could have given it a bit better name.
What is it?
NMN.
NMN.
They could have called it the Wolverine drug.
Okay.
That's more catchy, I think. They're saying it's maybe...
Side effects with that, though, because, I mean, he had claws and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
hair
but
problems.
When he got, like, a scratch, he just repaired
himself.
Yeah,
pretty hairy
guy. But they're saying
guy.
3 to 5 years away.
That's not long.
That's not long to wait.
That's not long at all.
I'm signing up straight away.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all like to look a little bit younger?
Get me in there.
I don't know.
What, you wouldn't take it?
Yeah, I would.
Can you imagine? This is going to put plastic surgeons out of business.
There you go.
Bye-bye, plastic surgeons. We don't need your Botox anymore.
We don't need
you. We've got the Fountain of Youth.
And all the people with their Botox will be going, yeah, I'm joking.
I don't care if I'm growing another ear on my face. I look young.
It's a young-looking ear, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Did you see the nominations for the 2017 Logies have come out?
I did see over the weekend, yeah. One lady. What's with that?
Yeah, one gold.
One female.
For a nomination for a gold Logie. Interesting to see.
No Carrie Bickmore this year.
Well, was she in it last year? She was. What, her and my lead.
Can you not be nominated more than once?
You can.
I thought she was automatic nomination, Carrie Bickmore. Just roll up.
Really?
Get the nomination.
Who else do you think should have been in there that wasn't?
Well, give us who's in there, first of all. So Peter Helly is in there. Waleed Ali's in there.
Yeah.
Jessica Murray is the female.
She's the female. Who else have we got in there? TV Week Gold Logie. Grant Denyer has got a nomination.
Did you see what happened to Denyer over
the
weekend?
I know. He had a crash in the rally.
I haven't seen the... Have you seen the crash?
Well, they're saying it's not as bad as what they first initially thought. He walked away from the crash.
Okay.
He's got a broken finger and some back lower back bruising, but compared to his last crash...
Yeah, right, yeah, because he had
remember
a
that.
Really
he
messed
had
a, up one.
He had to learn how to walk again.
How crazy that he can have a car crash and his injuries be less than you picking up a laptop in a bag. Isn't
all
that,
right.
No, I'm not having to dig at you. I'm just saying it's bizarre.
It's messed up.
Anyway,
really is.
Grant Denyer.
Samuel Johnson, who played Molly in that miniseries.
For his portrayal,
yeah,
okay.
Which I thought he was quite good. Yeah. Roger Corser in Doctor Doctor.
Some old dude.
Some guy. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're all nominated for the Gold Logie. But this morning I thought I'd test your Gold Logie knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do
cool.
that.
Cool. Is this a quiz, is it, on
it's
the Gold Logies?
It's a little
Logies?
Bit of a quiz. Let's see how much you know or care about the Logies.
Never right. voted for it in my life.
Never voted?
Nah.
Okay. First question. Who has won the Gold Logie more times? Is it Ray Martin or Lisa McCune?
Oh, I was going to say Bert Newton. But you didn't give me that option,
no.
So I need to answer one of the others. I'll go Ray Martin.
Ray Martin is correct.
Oh, yes.
He's won it 5 times. Lisa McCune's won it 4.
Five golds.
She won back-to-back 4 years in a row, Lisa McCune.
Nice work, McCune.
All right, next question.
Good on you.
Waleed Ali
yes.
won the Gold Logie last year. Name 3 other people, not Ray Martin or Lisa McCune.
Okay.
Who've won a Gold Logie.
Rove McManus.
Yes.
Has won a Gold Logie.
That's correct.
Hamish Blake.
No.
Has he not won a Gold Logie?
Has he? Oh, he has too in 2012.
Hamish, yeah, he did that speech.
The,
I remember
yes,
the speech.
For the gap year.
And Carrie Bickmore.
Carrie Bickmore in 2015. Nice work. So far, you're caring a lot about the Gold Logie.
Well, the Gold Logie's the only one I kind of, whenever it happens, I go, oh, who won the gold? Okay, cool.
That's the only thing
if
I
you
care
ask
about.
Me who won Best Newcomer in 2011, I can't tell you.
No idea.
Probably Dan McPherson.
All right.
Google that. See if I got that right.
In what year did the Gold Logie start? Was it 1971?
Oh, I won't get this.
Or 1973? It's a 50-50.
Yeah, it is. Wow, you've given me 50-50. I'm just going to go with 71.
That's correct.
Oh, I know me Gold Logies.
All right, last question. Who of these people haven't won a Gold Logie?
Ooh.
Tracy Grimshaw.
Oh, deserves one if she hasn't.
Or Georgie Parker.
Grimshaw. Grimmers hasn't won one yet. No way.
But she needs one.
Oh, but I'm right.
Yes.
Okay, Grace. Yes.
You care a lot about the Logies. How has Grimshaw not won one?
Yeah, not sure.
No wonder she's got the shits on that show.
Well, if Ray Martin can win one, and not Grimshaw, I call sexist, if anything.
Oh, whoa, well, that's a big allegation.
Don't make me get my feminist hat on, Bree. Maybe, I will put on my feminist
hat. Maybe Grimshaw needs to put a little bit more pizzazz.
Maybe that's why she's, like you said, not happy with that show. Well, 11 years, no Gold Logie nomination for... I think A Current Affair gets automatic disqualification no matter how good you are.
Yeah.
I think TV people hate...
Frown upon that show.
A Current Affair, yeah. So, you know, if you want to win one... Although, didn't Ray Martin host it for a long time?
Yeah, he did.
Sexist! Sexist pigs! The whole lot of the Gold Logie nominations.
He won it for A Current Affair 2 years in a row.
Oh, well, that proves my point.
Come on, Grimshaw.
God.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, Hugh Jackman. So I saw this video over the weekend. I had no idea Hugh Jackman was a PE teacher at a school in London.
Is that for real, though?
From what I've seen, it's for real. So he's on the red carpet. He's chatting to this guy. And then out of nowhere, he says to the guy, mate, I know you. I taught you at school.
Oh, really? Yeah, have a listen. And he remembers
him?
Yeah,
he remembers the guy. That's the sort of guy Hugh is. Have a listen.
Hello, Hugh. How are you, Rollo? It's good to see you, too.
How are you, man?
I'm all right. So, I mean, you're getting an award tonight for contribution to film and stage.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about that? And what do you
think? I feel good. But, Rollo, I'm sorry, man. We go way back. I used to teach you at high school in PE, and I want to know how your physical education is progressing. It's very important to me. You guys don't know that, but this man here... Yes, I used to teach you at Uppingham School in London. Yes, that's right.
Oh, no!
How is your education going?
Oh, it's going great.
Did I set you up for life?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
I'd have to be the coolest person outside of school to go on from being a teacher to Hugh Jackman.
Wish I had Hugh Jackman. I just had smelly old Mr. McCormick. He was actually really good looking. He looks a bit like Hugh Jackman.
Really?
Yeah.
We had Mr. Gross. He was the hot teacher at our school.
Gross?
Yeah. Didn't live up to the name. He was really attractive. I'll tell you, I'll show you the
pictures. That's not a great name to
girls
have if you're
liked
a teacher.
Him. Girls liked him. Hey, do you reckon 13, 12, 16, weirdest place you've seen a teacher outside of school? You know when you finish school and you go on and you go to the nightclub and there's Mr. Healy right there and he's...
Throwing ones at the ladies.
Exactly. Or hooking up with a student that's possibly, you know, now in their
20s.
Well, they're not students anymore.
Illegal.
No, it's not illegal if they've graduated. If they've graduated and they're 20, you know, that's not legal, is it?
Still weird.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the weird.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number. When have you spotted a teacher outside of school?
And what were they doing?
What were they up to?
Something sinister.
Ooh.
I'd like to hear those.
Are we going to get any of that sort of stuff? Our producer Rachel's ears just pricked up.
I'd always find it so awkward seeing a teacher outside of school.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it awkward?
Even like now, I saw one of my... old school PE teachers, like I think last Christmas, and I haven't seen that guy in like 15 years. Mm. And it was just the most still awkward. I still call him by his last name.
You still treat the teacher like they're still your teacher, even though you've moved on. It's off the back of Hugh Jackman, by the way, on the red carpet. He's promoting Wolverine and a bunch of other stuff. And then he says to the guy, mate, I remember you. I used to teach you PE at a London school, which I didn't even know Hugh Jackman was a teacher, but that
didn't
is the coolest post school. Teacher to whatever Hugh Jackman is now, superstar.
What an amazing memory Hugh Jackman has.
I've ever seen, I know.
Crazy.
Let's go to Sarah this morning, 13, 12, 16. Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Hi.
Who'd you spot? What teacher and where were they?
So we were at Mardi Gras and I saw the counsellor.
Hello.
Hello, party. Hello.
Here we go. Yeah. And
it was a bit weird.
Male or female?
Male.
Male, okay. And do you know if they're gay or straight?
He was straight. I determined that after. I wasn't sure
okay.
if he was a new person to the school.
Was he wearing a sparkly thong?
No.
We'll see.
A lot of guys do get around in budgie smugglers at Mardi Gras.
Straight guys go to Mardi Gras too, right? So it doesn't
Everyone
mean he was
goes
gay.
To Mardi Gras.
Exactly, yeah. Doesn't mean he's, he is gay,
it's
does
the
it?
Biggest party of the year in Sydney.
Exactly. And so when you say you saw him, did you have a conversation or did you let that one slide?
Yeah, so he actually stopped me and said hi. And
oh,
I was
cool.
Like, oh, hello.
He's like, Sarah, let's do a couple of shots. And you were like, no thanks.
No, thank you.
Yeah. It's always a weird one. Let's go to Brenda in Gosford this morning. Morning, Brendan.
Morning.
Hey, mate. Hiya.
We're well.
Where'd you see someone, Brendan?
I saw two, actually, at two occasions. One was at a club at Avoca. It's closed down now, but I saw him out there when I was underage. I snuck in.
Oh no.
Okay.
And he let me away with it because he was getting up to mischief as well.
Oh.
I don't even want to know, Brendan. I don't want to know. Where was the other one?
I was at a pub when I was working, and I got asked to kick this lady out. And I was like, oh, yeah, no worries. Just for being stupid in talks and all that.
Yeah.
Turns out it was one of my teachers had to kick out.
Oh, she was getting loose.
Yeah. You had to reprimand her, Brendan.
It was a very awkward conversation trying to kick out my old teacher.
Were you thinking, the tables have turned? Here's my chance to...
The ball's in my hand now.
Exactly.
You should have said, right, I'm going to write you a detention.
I want you to come back in here and pick up rubbish.
And you need to be at my house after this, at this time.
What? Wearing...
Take the opportunity while you can.
Oh, who's to say if she was an attractive... But no, hang on a second. What am I getting myself into? She's intoxicated, Bree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't do that.
No, exactly.
Depends what level.
Get responsible.
I mean, depends. You know
get
what level
responsible.
She is.
Hashtag drink responsible, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzie.
CFM.
Something that's in the news at the moment is the pet custody battles that's happening in our country and the laws and regulations surrounding that issue.
Okay.
Which, have you ever thought about that? I've got your fiancé in, Jamie. Morning.
I wonder what this was going to be about.
Because you guys, obviously, you're engaged. Mm-hmm. You've been in a relationship and you've got a pet, Patch, who you both absolutely love. Have you ever thought about that?
We've only just got engaged and we're getting married. We're not talking about who gets the dog when we split.
No.
That's not on the cards.
Definitely not.
Well,
I know you're unlucky in love, Bree, but we're fine over here.
You need to talk about these things because even my mate Daisy, when she got a dog with her boyfriend, they talked about that before they got the dog.
You're talking to someone here that works in family law.
I know. So do you know
the courts do make orders about this now?
Do you know the rules and regulations in terms of when it comes to pet custody battles?
Well, there's no rules or regulations. It's just about what the court decides or whether you can make an agreement before it goes to court.
Because it's classified as a piece of property.
It is. It's classified
like
as property.
Like a car or a house or anything else like that. Isn't that interesting? But I was reading there's a new law that's just been passed in Alaska that actually... They take into account the well-being of the animal now over there.
Okay.
That's a
new
law.
So it's like a child.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a new law.
Whatever's in the dog's best interest.
Exactly right.
What they should do is you put one person on one side of the room, you put the other one on the other, you put the dog in the middle and the dog picks.
And that's how you sort it out.
Oh, come on. Patch, he changes every week.
I'm not talking about Patch in particular. I'm just talking about any particular time.
Well, if it was this week, Patch would choose me. I think he's all into his mummy this week.
I think he's a mummy's boy, Patch.
Oh, sometimes he's a dad's boy. He does like to sit on the couch and have beers with his dad.
Does he?
It depends on whether the footy's on or...
Look, I don't care. She can have Patch.
Yeah, right.
I'll go and do my own thing.
No way. Love Patch. All right, whatever. This morning, I thought we'd get a bit law and order in here because, Jamie, you are a lawyer, and I thought we would do the actual questions they ask in Australian court about who gets a pet.
Do I get to be the lawyer?
No, no,
what's the court term? You're the...
Defendant? No.
No, you're the...
Well, I'd like to be the applicant.
The applicant.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to be the applicant.
You're both equals in this court.
That's the technical term.
I'm the judge.
Okay.
Right,
and I'm
going to
deem who gets Patch this morning.
Okay.
Question number one, guys. Who registered Patch at the council as the owner of the dog?
Me.
That was you?
That is not true.
I have a receipt... That says my name with Patch and paid for in my name.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that is a legal
document. I don't know if we should reveal this on radio.
No,
but
don't do it.
Oh, no, go. What
no,
are you
I better not. Jamie. I better not.
I'm going to ask
He's
you later
not
on.
Registered.
Next question.
This Let's just breeze.
Is not
that.
Held accountable in a court of law.
Who is on the microchip record for Patch? Please tell me he's microchipped.
Hey, he's 100%.
I was going to say.
He is.
That'll be me.
Objection.
Why?
I don't remember. I think it was me.
That's not going to stand up in this courtroom, I'm afraid, Jamie.
I just wanted to say objection.
Question number three.
Calm down, mate.
What is Patch's star sign?
Doesn't have one.
I think it is Capricorn.
Well, it's December that he is born. So
that would be
December
correct,
is.
Jamie.
Okay. I don't know star signs.
One point to Jamie. 50-50
How does that go
point?
Against me because I don't know star signs?
Oh, it's
signs.
A legitimate question.
He's your
question
son.
Number four. Who is the main person who feeds Patch?
It varies depending on who does what.
Well, no. The last 2 weeks I've been starting a little earlier than Gaundy.
Okay.
So he's been feeding. But majority of the time it is me.
Okay.
I would say 50-50.
No. Last question.
I don't know.
We've had a private investigator follow you, okay. So we do know. Last question in the court of law.
Yes.
Who takes Patch for the most walks?
50-50.
We both do it together.
Look, yeah. 50-50.
It's a joint operation, yeah.
It depends. I mean, last week I took him a few times, but sometimes Gaundy takes him in the afternoons. He finishes earlier than me. But, well, it depends, actually. If we want to,
this is a very.
Oh God,
if we want to, if we want to do a legal argument here,
yes, here we
Gaundy
go. I'm ready for it.
Takes him for a throw at the park. He throws his ball. I actually walk him.
You're saying you
he likes
put
the
more
park
time
more.
And care.
I actually walk with him. We walk around the block. Gaundy just throws the ball and gets him to run.
Which
for
he
it.
Likes.
That's not a walk.
I feel
that
like
is not a walk.
An actual
he likes it.
Right now.
Who yes. gets it? Who gets the dog?
I deem. That you have to stay together. No one would get that. You're both 50-50.
He'd be on his
true
own.
True parents. Both doing and putting in the work for your child.
To be honest, it is a lot of work having a dog. I've
it
learned
is.
In the last 2 years. So in the court of law, you can have a Patch.
No, look, I think it is actually a good thing that we are together because if I had him on my own, it would be very difficult.
Oh, well, that's nice. You can't ever break up because Patch would just be devastated.
And we haven't even gotten married yet, Bray. So let's not talk about
even,
breaking
why
up.
Why are we talking
you
about?
You jinxed us.
Get up with Bray and Gaundy.
CFM.
We're a tight-knit team. We have each other's backs.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm just looking on the board what this is because I don't know what's coming. What have you done?
I haven't done anything,
okay.
Honestly. And I'm on your side with this one, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that right now. I'm on your side.
Yes.
How's your back going? How's your back?
It's not great.
It's been sore, right?
But I'm sick of, I bet everyone else is sick of me talking about it. I'm sick of talking about it.
So you, just for anyone that's missed it, you've had a really bad back the last week. You went to pick up a bag with a laptop in it and you tweaked your back.
Yeah, I put my back out.
And you soldiered on for 2 days. You came in, which was great. And then on Friday, you took the day off.
I had to go home.
Yeah. You took Friday off. On doctor's orders?
Well, the doctor has. Well, he said, he goes, I don't know how you've been driving, let alone going to work. So
right, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So he said you better have Friday morning off the show, which is cool. Oh, that's cool. Just wanting to find out what happened for the rest of Friday. Friday. Just to cast your memory back just before the weekend. So you've had the morning off
went
the show.
Went and got my eyebrows done with Rach and then we went to the movies.
Okay.
In the afternoon.
Interesting. I think if you have a day off.
Yeah.
Off of work.
Okay.
To rest your back.
Yeah.
You don't go get your eyebrows done and go to the movies, guys. What's going on?
I'm not sick. And to be honest, staying at home all day Friday was actually probably, I figured out it was worse for me in the end.
Right.
Because sitting down and laying down actually makes it really stiff. And the guy I went to see, he's like, if you can, move around as much as you can. Rachel came and picked me up, so I didn't have to drive. Bless her. And then she goes, what are you doing for the rest of the day? Let's go to the movies, which I'm going to be sitting down at home anyway.
But that's what we do here. We sit and we talk.
Yeah.
We're not digging ditches. We're sitting here having a yarn.
That's true.
It's like when Rach had the crook knee and then she got the day off. She got the day off for the knee and then she said, what's everyone doing tonight? Come round for Taco Tuesdays. Same thing.
Don't you even dare, because in that post I said, I cannot cook anything. I cannot walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. You don't want to be stuck at home by yourself all day because you're already feeling sorry for yourself and you're frustrated because you can't do things that you used to be able to do.
Okay, so it's okay. So, all right. So you can have the day off, but you can still do other activities. Is that what we're going with?
Well, not strenuous activities. Like, going to the movies wasn't strenuous for Bree. She was just sitting there.
That's what we do here. That's what I'm saying.
You're very, like, what's the word?
I don't even.
Don't have much compassion. You, and that's your personality, though.
Oh, okay. So I had a heat pack on the day you hurt your back for my own neck. Who went and heated it up and gave it to you? Me.
Yeah.
That's
but,
what I
But
I
then
did you
that have a
you.
Go at us for having a day off. How many days off do I have?
No,
not
it's rare.
Many.
I'm
very
I'm,
rare.
I'm cool with the day off. I am. I'm cool with the day off. But then you can't be doing other activities.
Yeah, but there's you have
you can't
to,
have a day off and then go
did
get
you
your nails
text
done.
Me that day and ask how I was?
Yes.
Did you?
I said, how's your back?
Well, to be honest, if you had a text me and I would have told you, yeah, sitting at home, I figured out on the day is just worse for it.
Okay.
Because you just sit there and it just gets stiff.
Okay.
So
I was just wondering if the doctor said, yeah, no, take the morning off, but then in the afternoon, go get your nails done and go to the movies.
He just said you shouldn't be driving. That's what he said, the main thing
right.
was. He goes, I don't know how you've been driving, as you shouldn't be driving.
Okay.
That's
so
what
it was
said.
Just the driving issue.
And I don't think he really knew what I did for work. But he just said, he goes, oh, if I was you,
hey,
I'm
with
I wouldn't
you guys.
Be going to
work. Hey,
I wouldn't be going to work.
I'm 100% with you guys. If I went to the doctor and he said, take the morning off or take 3 days off like he did with Rage, see you later. I'm not coming in either. So, I'm down with that. If you can get a doctor to say it for you,
yeah,
then that's the there's nothing wrong with that.
I see where you're coming from.
I would just be playing a low profile, that's all. I'd be like keeping it on the down low.
Well, I was until you brought it up well, right now.
Because you were hiding it from me.
When?
Well, you didn't tell. You didn't say.
When
were you
was
not
I
worried I was going to find out?
Oh, I wouldn't have cared if you found out. Yep. It's not like I was playing soccer in the afternoon or something.
Your eyebrows look nice, by the way, Rach.
Thank you.
Rach is
oh,
not happy.
Oh, you've actually cracked it. Come on.
Not happy.
About what?
Not happy. If you ever have a day off for an injury...
Yeah.
I will never say anything if you went out in the
No, country. You need to go for it now, Rach. You have, like, right away.
I wouldn't
it's
be
not me.
Running amok on the Central Coast. I'd be staying at home like it's the doctor right. said.
We'll hire a private investigator, Rach.
We don't need one with you two. You're out and about. Like,
yeah, we're not hiding it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.